Examining the Presidential Candidates in Light of Biblical Teachings. By Sandy Schwark, BSN, RN, Retired Emeritus. Copyright Schwark 2024. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Minus Mark chapter 10 verses 6-8. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman, it is an abomination. Minus Leviticus chapter 18 verse 22. If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, their blood is upon them. Minus Leviticus chapter 20 verse 13. Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Minus Jude chapter 7. For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Minus Romans chapter 1 verses 26-27. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Minus 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9-10. A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak, for whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. Minus Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 5. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Minus 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 18-20. Throughout the Bible, God's love for humankind and hatred for abominations against nature is unapologetic. When it comes to the Lord, there absolutely are absolute truths, which never change. They have never changed and they never will, wrote Pastor Rob Pugh. In today's lost culture, however, Christians are led to believe it's intolerant of them not to accept others' beliefs. But God's commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves also calls upon us to speak the truth in love, as Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing but rejoices with the truth. -1 Cor 13-7. It takes courage to share your faith, Pastor Pugh said, and not let people we love fall victim to false ideologies. It doesn't matter what you believe if it isn't true. Quote. In turning to the Bible for guidance, I learned it's not more loving or compassionate to look the other way or turn away from God for my own selfish reasons of wanting to feel more comfortable in this world, to be more liked or popular, or be seen as tolerant. Christian love means loving others so much that we care that they are not hurt, both in this life and the next. To me, that means helping others learn God's truth. Anyone, then, who knows the right thing to do, yet fails to do it, is guilty of sin. James chapter 4 verse 17. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. So, I looked to what Jesus would want us to do and continued my journey of discernment. I next tested how the candidate's actions surrounding the difficult issue of sexual morality aligned with biblical teachings. As California Attorney General, on July 28, 2016, Ms. Harris filed two amicus briefs for transgender rights, including access to school bathrooms consistent with gender identity, and threatening loss of Title IX funding of schools who fail to comply. The press release cited her long-established commitment to LGBTQ+ rights, which had included filing multiple amicus briefs defending same-sex marriages and refusing to defend a California proposition ballot measure for traditional marriage. In a 2019 interview with National Center for Transgender Equality, NCTE Action Fund, Ms. Harris talked about her long-standing support of transgender rights and how she used her power as AG to push the transgender movement, including taxpayer-funded trans surgeries for California imprisoned inmates. She told the ACLU she would use her executive authority as president to ensure gender trans surgeries would be covered by the state for inmates and illegal aliens in detention. Since taking office as VP, she and Biden have taken 65 actions in support of LGBTQ+, 24 just in first 50 days in office, as tracked by LGBTQ Nation. Her stand on LGBTQ+ is indisputable. Ms. Harris has supported LGBTQ and same-sex marriage rights throughout her career, even pledging to create a White House position dedicated to LGBTQ+ rights. Ms. Harris made history as the first sitting vice president to march in a pride event. She has regularly participated at gay pride parades in San Francisco, for example in 2019 and last year, when she and her husband also hosted a star-studded LGBTQ+ pride reception at their residence. Earlier this year, she even hosted an event at the White House to celebrate the anniversary of a Queer Eye television series. And her current ads openly celebrate Happy Pride. While district attorney in San Francisco, Ms. Harris personally officiated gay weddings on Valentine's Day 2004 and again in 2008, supported transgender military service, gender-transforming medical care, and LGBTQ+ rights, even creating an LGBTQ hate crimes unit. She co-sponsored a bill to nationally ban conversion therapy. Instead, she has supported controversial, unscientific experimental transgender therapy on children, including puberty blockers, hormones, and surgeries. According to Movement Advancement Project, an LGBT advocacy group based in Boulder, Colorado, currently 26 states cover transgender health care under Medicaid, and 14 states either have no specific policy or only exclude it for minors. In just 4 states, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, taxpayers paid for 97 breast removals and 36 hysterectomies in minor girls from 2019 to 2023. Other Medicaid-covered procedures performed on minors include nipple reconstructions, testicle castrations, removals of vaginal wall, penis amputations, skin grafts and nerve creations, vocal cord procedures, breast implants, and urethra reconstructions. Washington Times reported, in an investigation of an ad campaign on gender transition surgeries in minors, Ms. Harris opposed "Don't Say Gay" laws and confirmed her commitment to adding gender identity and sexual orientation to federal civil rights law and Title IX, according to LGBTQ Nation. This advocacy group published a supportive information sheet on all of her accomplishments. Equality California, the largest statewide LGBTQ+ rights organization in the country, Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest LGBTQ+ rights organization, National LGBTQ Task Force Action Fund, the oldest gay rights activist organization, have all endorsed Ms. Harris for president. LGBTQ+ groups responded to a call to action in a virtual fundraiser for Ms. Harris, raising over $300,000. Mr. Trump, as on record stating he would ban gender transition surgeries on children and pledged to cut federal funding for schools pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, or any other inappropriate sexual or political content on children. While president, LGBTQ+ organizations condemned President Trump as one of the most anti-LGBTQ+ presidents in history. GLAAD, the world's largest LGBTQ media advocacy organizations, made 210 attacks against President Trump for not supporting queer Americans while he was in office. An absolute test of how our presidential candidates have followed biblical teachings is their commitment to our inalienable right to life. In Part 5, My Journey in Election Discernment looks at the issue of abortion.